help yourself.
Sun keeps shining all through the day, and this land that we all love, God gave us the wood and the water, blessed by the moon and stars above. Sweet, sweet Jamaica, ooh, beautiful Jamaica.
So beautiful, you know, all these great artists that are, you know, were with the beautiful music, their positive music, and they're not here no more, but the music still lingers on, like this one from Bunny Rugs, you know, and give you one more from Bunny Rugs. It's time.
Cause every day you live and you learn. Got to make another turn. No looking back, it's time to accept that it's just another lesson learned.
Give you some Bonnie Rocks. Gonna give you one of Third World. That's together with Bonnie Rocks, of course. This one is the oldie but the goldie from the album Journey to Addis. And this is Fret Not Thyself. Seen for real. Coming from the one Third World, especially for you. And later on, I don't know the time, but probably Red Lion's gonna call in from Ethiopia to heal up the item and give you some vibes in Ethiopia. Seen? So stay tuned for more right here at Radio Raso. Seen?
If you fret not thyself, won't even do worse. Neither be thou envious. If you fret not thyself, won't even do worse. Just in your law.
17:33, and I am here till 7 this evening. I'm giving you some beautiful special of our great Bob Marley, Robert Nesta Marley. Are you ready for it?
That's a good question. Have you made, say, millions of dollars?
No.
Are you a rich man?
What do you mean rich? What do you mean?
You have a lot of possessions? A lot of money in the bank?
Position make you rich? I don't have that type of richness. My richness is life.
Well, how important is the ganja to arrest the man?
Ganja is a bird. This is herb.
Does it matter to you that it's still against the law here in Jamaica?
Every law is illegal.
Every law is illegal?
Every government upon the face of this earth today is illegal. Not one of them is legal. Rasta is involved in progress, in making understanding that preaching traditional culture to the people. Rasta no killers. You have to do good before you can be a Rasta.
You have to do good.
If he's bad, then you're bad. If he's goody, then you're good.
What would I have to do to be a Rastafari?
Well, the first thing you have to be born again.
Born again?
Yeah.
Would I have to be black?
Do you have a choice? If you have a choice, you better be black if you have a choice. But if you don't have a choice, come on, what God said, yeah, right?
Bob, is the message of Rastafari that you should go back to Africa?
Yes, and that the earth must rule by Africa.
Forward.
One government. Forward, not back, forward.
Yeah, go forward to Africa,
yes.
Not back.
Mm-mm.
Do you think that will ever happen? Do you really believe that will happen?
Yeah.
Ghetto youth tired of the constant political infighting.
Like I said, giving you a nice Bob Marley special this afternoon. Robert Nesta Marley, born on 6th of February 1945 and passed away on the 11th of May 1981, was a Jamaican reggae singer, songwriter, musician, and a guitarist who achieved international fame and acclaim. Now, starting out in 1963 with the group The Wailers. You know, say they did enough recording. The earliest reggae recordings with the producer Lee Scratch Perry. After the Wailers disbanded in 1974, Marley pursued a solo career upon his relocation to England that culminated in the release of the album Exodus in 1977. kind of simmer down in the early years of the one Bob Marley and the Wailers. So like I said, after he took upon a solo career, he came out with an album called Exodus in 1977, which established his worldwide reputation and produced his status as one of the world's best-selling artists of all time, with sales more than 75 million records. Exodus stayed on the British album chart for 56 weeks, you know, and included 4 UK hit singles like Exodus, Waiting in Vain, Jamming, and One Love. Exodus released the album. Exodus stayed on the British album chart for 56 weeks. Wow, and included 4 UK hits. So this one, Exodus, and this one coming for you, Waiting in Vain. A real lovers of the rock going out to all lovers out there.
Yeah. One perfect love. Boom shot.
Yeah, this was also one of the great hits of Bob Marley and the Wailers that was in the UK single hits, you know? Four hits, this was one of them. Come in.
I wanna time it with you. We're jamming, jamming. And I hope you like jamming too. And the rules they will bow. We can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through. Cause every day we pay the price. We're the living sacrifice. Jamming till the jam is through. We're jamming. The thing that jamming was a thing.
Rum teach you to be a junker, and herb teach you to be someone, right? I mean, too much of anything good for nothing, anyhow. Too much of one thing good for nothing. So, if you have too much herb, it might hurt you, right? But, I mean, earth is a lot of fullness to your life, and herb is a plant, a tree that grows.
Perhaps the most controversial aspect of Rastafarianism is the use of marijuana as a central part of the philosophy. Officially named ganja, it's colloquially described by the Rastas as herb, and Bob Marley is said to smoke a pound a week. It's outlawed in Jamaica, and a convicted smoker can expect an 18-month jail sentence.
The more you accept herbs, the more you accept Rastafari. Did you gonna say? We who accept herb. Herb is important, but herb is more important to the people who don't accept it yet, because that is a reality. I mean, it's not Sevelin, Sevelin is something that you crave, but you check it in your sense and say, herb. Herb is a plant. I mean, herbs are good for everything. Why these people who want to do so much good for everyone, who call themselves governments and this and that, why them say you must not use the herb? You see, and we take that and we can't find, we just see them just say, no, you must use it because it make you rebel. Against what? Against men who won't crave because them crave for the things that I say, well, then them have some material things and them want to captivate your mind and tell you, say, well, you have to work and put your pension and him keep it all. So, Herb, make you look by yourself and instead of you want to work for the man, you want to be one of the man, so not in the sense of how he is, but in the sense of why should you have to bow to these things.
Do you have to smoke to be a Rasta?
No, man. But in this time, I mean, like, for instance, you're reaching a sense where you're strong enough, can take a little smoke. So when all them car pass, although you live in the city, you don't hear it because you're thinking differently if you just live so. Then, you know what I mean, the whole world confuse you and you're worried and you don't have no time to think. And herb is a thing that give you a little time for yourself so you can live if you use it.
What about alcohol?
Alcohol make you drunk, man. It don't make you meditate. It just make you drunk. When you drink alcohol, you don't meditate. You're more giddy-headed. Herb is more a consciousness.
It must create problems for you, though, when you go different parts of the world where perhaps it's outlawed, as it were.
Just like what we're saying is that I don't care. This is the people who make it outlaw. It's but a few. Majority of the people on the earth want it. And it's just a few because guns and prisons and bad life treat you bad. So people kind of... But we want some people power. And the only people power is Rastafari.
Album Kaya, and this one is Kaya, of course, and which included the hit singles like Is This Love and Satisfy My Soul.
Every day. like you rock my boat. Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking. Oh, please, don't you rock my boat. No, no, cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Beautiful song. All the songs are so beautiful. I tell you, Bob Marley gave me a whole heap of inspiration, you know, when I was much younger. Still gives me. Gonna give you some more. Give you a beautiful special today, you know. We can't forget this great brother.
Of Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia. Bob Marley, the third world's first international superstar, spread the music of reggae throughout the world, and with it, the revelations of his mystical Rastafarian faith. Messages of faith and warning.
Men and people will fight you down when you see your life. Let me tell you, if you're not wrong,
Exodus was a siren anthem to all the worlds downpressed to leave the wickedness of Babylon and make the march back to the Holy Land of Ethiopia.
Marley's message is toward universal peace, which I think is very good.
It's so positive. It's about the most positive spiritual force on this planet, as far as I'm concerned. It's bringing a lot of people together, keeping us together, which is what we need right now.
As Bob finished off a blistering set, he carried a secret he chose not to share with the world. Bob Marley had cancer. The fiery tough gong, who as a kid conquered the slums of West Kingston and led the Wailers to worldwide glory, was now almost 35. Said to be gifted at prophecy since childhood, Bob predicted he would die at 36. Now listen to Bob's prophecies and messages, recorded in America in 1979 and stored in a vault until now.
Mr. Marley, in November 1930, almost 49 years ago to the day, Rastafari was crowned King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Haile Selassie, King of Ethiopia. In 1955, 25 years later, the emperor set aside 500 acres of land for black peoples of the West who wished to return to the motherland. Now my question is, what importance should these facts have for black people of the world?
What important facts do these things have for black people in the world? First fact is that they're not planning in Africa, right? Next fact is that Christ, no, the whole thing is when Christ then will return as the King of Kings, the Lord of the conquering line of Judah. And I see His Majesty as the Christ of the Bible tabernacle.
Bob always performed with a banner of the emperor behind him. Before Selassie was crowned emperor, he was called Ras, or Prince, the Farai, hence the name of the Rastafarian faith.
The Rastafari movement started at the same time when you see His Majesty crowned King of Kings, the name Rastafari. And then the Bible revealed him and the whole thing came together.
Yes.
So that is where the Rastafari movement.
Ethiopia, ruled by Selassie in an unbroken line of kings that stretched back 3,000 years to the time of Solomon and Sheba. foundations of Rastafarianism were established in the teachings of Marcus Garvey, the Jamaican firebrand who started the influential Back to Africa movement in the early 1900s. In Psalm 68, Garvey found a sign. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God.
Philosophy. Yeah, Marcus Garvey. So you must look to the king, look for a king in the east. Black king. 1930, His Majesty crowned. And then I cite him because that's when Marcus Garvey already did with Africa. So you know, it's just the truth, you know. This is the only the wrong thing about it is that Christ, he come from Africa, and he always born July. You know, Christ is always a lion. Lion of Africa. Everyone who sits on the throne of King David. Have a lion. Judah.
July was the sign of Judah, the lion. Rastafarians believe Christ was born in July, as was Selassie, the lion of all lions.
Ethiopia have set up Rome. So Rome become a symbol in everyone's imagination, in a sense, instead of Ethiopia. In Addis Ababa, which part the reality, not the fella, the real thing come from before men get idea, so things like this could happen. You know, that's where the real could root.
Yes, sir. In other words of the man, Bob Marley, I hope you're feeling good, and it's now the time is like 10 minutes past the time of 6. And so far we have Red Lion's going to be calling in straight out to Ethiopia. Give us some more special reports, live and direct. Seeing, I hope you've enjoyed it. Not finished as yet, you know, but just want to say that Bob Marley was diagnosed with a type of malignant melanoma, in 1977. That is a sort of skin cancer, you know. So, what a pity still, you know. But Marley died on 11th of May 1981 in Miami at the age of 36. He was a committed Rastafarian and who infused this music with a sense of spirituality. And he is considered one of the most influential musicians of all time and credited with popularizing the reggae music around the whole world, as well as serving as a symbol of Jamaican culture and identity. Marley has also evolved into a global symbol which has been endlessly through all the variety of mediums, you know, merchandise. Yes, I. So his music lingers on. This one is Natural Mystic going out to you. And later on, I'm going to give you the reggae agenda. Hope you feel full join your Saturday. If you're holding a Sabbath or maybe you're just coming in from the market. Blessings, love going out to you, you know, every time. I won't tell you.
merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fool. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Freedom.